two of the things that you write about a lot, and that, and then again, I think we see in the Olympics from your writing and others, power and corruption. Tell us what you see, and again, how do they manifest themselves in the Olympics?
Well, when we've heard a lot about corruption in the Sochi Olympic Games, the most expensive games ever, at more than $50 billion. $7 billion are reported to have gone to companies connected to one man. This man happens to have been Putin's childhood friend and former judo partner. But I think what happens at the top reflects what's going on in the rest of the country. A former central banker said that in 2012, $50 billion were sent illegally outside of Russia. But it's more than that. I think that we have this idea that Putin has ruled according to a social contract, according to which, as long as living standards keep rising, the Kremlin is more or less free to be as authoritarian as it likes. I don't think that's quite true. I think the glue binding Putin's regime mm-hmm. to the Russian people is corruption, because bribery involves everybody.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, why is it accepted? I mean, explain that. Why would corruption be the glue if there is a... And I recently spoke to Masha Gessen about her new book about Pussy Riot, and we see Pussy Riot, some of the members showing up in Sochi, and we've had some reports of them being attacked for it. But the general population seems, at least from the outside, to accept the system.
Sure, because they're part of the system. I was saying about how Russians have practical motives for acting the way they do. I think that the glue binding the system mm-hmm. together, as I said, is bribery. Everybody has to pay a bribe. If you drive a car, you will certainly have to pay a bribe when you're stopped by a traffic policeman, which happens almost every day. If you're the owner of a corner store, for example, you have to pay the fire safety inspector, the health inspector, the building code inspector. Everybody pays bribes. And I think bribery not only coerces people, because it enables the authorities to prosecute almost everybody, it also co-opts people. Because if you're paying a bribe, you get something out of it. If you're the corner store owner and you're paying the police to ensure that no harm comes to your business, you feel that you've got something over the competition a couple blocks away.